and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A horse-drawn caisson carrying former President Jimmy Carter's casket has just arrived at the Capitol after a trek through the streets of Washington, D.C. Earlier, the casket was flown from Atlanta to Joint Base Andrews, then made a quick stop at the Navy Memorial. James Fellows was a speechwriter for President Carter.
He was not an easy person to work for. I think one of the aphorisms was easier to admire than to work for, which may be the case with many strong leaders.
CBS's Robert Costa has more on Carter's legacy.
He didn't maybe conquer Washington, but he took Washington by storm, an outsider in a city of insiders, and he got a lot done.
Beginning shortly at the Capitol, there will be a memorial service in the rotunda. Several dignitaries and family members will attend. The former president will lie in state in the rotunda until his funeral on Thursday at the National Cathedral, after which he'll be flown back to Georgia to be buried. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A case of the mumps has been confirmed in Clark County. Monday afternoon, the Clark County Health Department said that they were notified about the case of the contagious disease. Mumps is caused by the mumps virus and can easily spread from person to person. It causes the glands in and around your mouth that produce saliva to swell. The swelling can lead to painful and puffy cheeks and swelling in the jaw and under the ears. The health department says that in severe cases, there can be swelling in testicles, ovaries, pancreas, brain, and your spinal cord. Hearing loss is possible as well. The disease can spread 2 days before symptoms start and up to 5 days after. Some people may not show symptoms at all, but can still spread the disease. And it spreads through direct contact of droplets in the air. So by talking, coughing, sneezing, or sharing items with their saliva. Symptoms usually start with a fever, headaches, muscle aches, tiredness, and loss of appetite. A few days after is when the swelling might begin. Health experts say the best way to prevent mumps is to receive the MMR vaccine before exposure happens. And the Marshfield Clinic has completed its merger with the largest rural health system in the U.S., Sanford Health. However, the Marshfield Clinic brand will stay at Wisconsin locations, but Sanford Health will serve as a sister clinic. The two systems are expanding their care and making it affordable for their patients. In all, the two will cover 7 states with 56,000 employees, 46 hospitals, and 4,500 providers to cover their now 425,000 members. And a fisherman who was on a UTV fell through the ice on Monday in Marquette County. First responders tried to revive the person, but they were pronounced dead. The person's identity is being withheld pending notification of the family. This happened on Lawrence Lake in Westfield Township at about 10 a.m. The sheriff said the incident remains under investigation. I'm Brittany Merlot for WIRI and WFHR News.
The Badgers win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a Big Ten conference win at Rutgers, 75-63. John Blackwell leading with 21 points. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
We know we're always in for a battle when we come here. Life on the road in the Big Ten is very difficult. So when you can get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, a really good team win and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
NBA, the Bucks snapped a 2-game losing streak with a 128-104 decision over the Raptors in Toronto. Chris Middleton sitting out with ankle tendonitis. NFL, Matt LaFleur says that Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Watson will spend the next year recovering.
I know he'll attack it the right way. He'll handle the adversity. It'll just be a bump in the road for him, and I think he'll come back better. That's just how he is built. That's how he's wired. There'll be good. It's just going to be down the road.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures, with highs reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay partly cloudy tonight, crashing cold down to the single digits. And tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine with highs in the teens and a shot of flurries through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 21.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And part two today, we're going to speak with our good friend Aaron Hess from the South Oconee YMCA. We're able to do that thanks to our friends at Tri-City Services. A big thank you to all of them out there. Right now in studio, we have with us our great friend, Ben Eberline, Community Engagement Director with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Ben, good to see you, man.
Fantastic to be here. Thank you.
Always appreciate the time. We always have a good time when we hang out. And I want to thank you not only for putting together a nice list for us and things to go over today, but all the added extra, like there is the job you have and then there's the above and beyond you do. And I've noticed it. I know other people in the community have. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, you know, what you put into this job, what you put into this, that it's a passion for you as much as it is something that you're paid for.
You're far too kind.
And it's not just me, man. It's a community saying this. I'd get in trouble if I didn't mention it. I got a lot of people out there that are fans of yours and appreciate the work and appreciate what the United Way does. The nonprofits in our area, we're very spoiled. We've got tons of great nonprofits in our area and every one of them stand out. And that's not, I think that we get normal to that, that gets normalized to us in not a bad way necessarily, but in this area, specifically in Rapids, I'll say here, I talk to people in Point. I talk to people in other towns and other areas, and it's not always the most common thing. What we have here is very unique and I applaud it. I appreciate it and want to make sure to note it whenever we have you guys in, especially when we're doing something like today where we're doing a recap. We're kind of highlighting some of 2024 and looking ahead to 2025 a little bit. And Ben, I think we start off with a great place, something that we were a big part of and we had a lot of fun with as well. The great book giveaway.
Yeah, I know it's one of your favorites, and, yes. And you're such a fantastic participant. We love having you. You've done amazing. If for people that don't aren't familiar with it, we have a lot of reading events. So we have 10 reading events that we did last year over the span of about a week, and we rely on volunteer readers to come out and read books to kids for about half an hour, and then they get to pick books to take home. So we love having you out. Thank you so much for doing that.
I honestly think that it's a mutual beneficial thing. I get as much from it as the kids do. I really do. I enjoy it a lot. And it's something, too, that as adults, we need more of. We need more reading to kids. I think every adult should read to kids, at least sometimes in their lives. And I'm not saying you got to do it every day or every week even, but I think it's something to get good, you know, especially my kids are all older and everything like that. But I got a grandkid coming up. I got to get practice in. I got to get back to, you know, how does Goodnight Moon? I got to get the pace down to that and stuff. So it's a fun thing to be able to be a part of. And not for nothing, the stats that came out of this, Ben, were noteworthy.
Well, and that's exactly because what you mentioned is the whole core of the event itself. We had over 300 children attend, and we were able to give out 832 books last year at those 10 events. But the thing is, it's so important to read to kids and just expose them to that. But that can't happen if those kids and those families don't have books at home, right? And so by getting those, you know, over 800 books in the hands of kids, get them, take them home, leave them out. Yeah. You know, you can just look through them, read with your kids when you have time. It doesn't have to be every day, like you said. But
right.
when you have those books in the home and easily accessible, that's when you can, you know, you can do that kind of thing. And it just, even just reading to your kids or having them follow along, look at the pictures and, you know, they can see the words and familiarize with those letters and shapes and everything looks. I mean, the amount of brain activity that's happening just from easy little things like that is incredible. So,
yeah, and a big thank you to the community and all the people that brought the kids down to be able to see the reading, but also people that donated books and where all those 832 books came from. A big thank you to the community for that, and just the way that people get behind this event. It's a fun one.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We will have our another book drive coming up in April. So children's books that are gently used or new. I mean, I know I'm fighting with my kids to get rid of some of their old books.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
amazing that they love them so much. But we want to pass those along to other kids in the community, too. So if anybody else is in a similar boat, get ahead on your spring cleaning and start putting those books together for our April book drive.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, everybody. That is coming up right around the corner. We have the Summer Fun Fair wanted to mention as well, Ben.
Yeah, that was fantastic. This year, we were able to get back to doing an in-person event. And basically, the goal of that is really just to increase awareness of all so many low or no cost summer programs for youth. So your youth aren't only, you know, sitting around playing Fortnite all summer, right?
Right.
But, you know, get engaged in some other activities, a lot of stuff that's outdoors or, you know, just being able to engage with other youth or, you know, safe adult mentors that can help, you know, enrich their lives or teach them skills and you know, give them something else to do during the summer. So
it's another one of those events that we look forward to coming up. Because it also means that it's warm up.
Exactly.
One of the bigger events that you guys are a part of is the Stuff the Bus and Stuff the Desk event. This year's was needed more than ever. And we say that almost really the last couple of years we've been saying that because it just gets more and more intense, the need. But man, did the community step up because we met that need, I believe.
Absolutely. It's incredible. The amount of support that we received for that event is it's always just mind blowing to me. But yeah, so we had 946 students receive school supplies. So like you said, that's, you know, matched the highest number that we've ever had. I mean, it's been a consistent level of need that we've had over the last couple of years that we had about a 40% increase, I think, going into COVID, coming out of COVID, the last couple of years, basically, and, mm-hmm. and it's been steady there. So the amount of need that increase has been, it's been a lot, but the community's really stepped up to help us meet that need and to continue doing so going forward. So in a lot of that, not only is the donation of school supplies, which is huge, because I think we all know how expensive yeah. school supplies are. When you're providing those to almost 1,000 students, it adds up. But the other huge part of that was the hundreds of we had over 100 volunteers help between the stuff, the bus where we collect the donations. We don't just throw them all in a giant pile, yeah, right? We got to organize those and make sure that we're getting the right stuff to the right kids. So there's a lot of you know, tedious stuff that we couldn't do without that many volunteers.
Yeah, 100 plus volunteers. That just got a great community out there and appreciate. Appreciate everybody coming together for that one. We'll probably need you again for next year. So keep that in mind, everybody, when it comes to this. Finance and Investment Challenge Bowl. This was the one that I don't know that we really highlighted enough. I love this event. I love the idea of this, Ben.
Yeah, and I think it's so great that to me, and if anybody listening has ever been a part of this, or if you've got a high school kid and you know how dry and boring finance yeah, and yeah. economics and that kind of stuff is to a student, the Finance Investment Challenge Bowl is so much fun because it's a way that we've seen these kids get so engaged and they get real competitive. So it's really fun to see them really get passionate about learning some of this material so they can compete against other students using their knowledge of personal finance and economics. They want to win. They want to do well. And we have a lot of prizes that our partners have been able to, you know, help fund the event that we can use that to help get the students really excited about learning that kind of material.
You're going to hear more of this, but you probably already noticed, especially if you're new to the area or new to the United Way of South Windham's counties, they reach out to the community to find out what those community needs are and try to hit on all of these different factors, the different subjects. And we're doing that already. And we're not even, you know, through the list. We've already hit on so many different topics that the United Way is impacting. Another big one and that I champion all the time, I talk about it and I'll be using again in just a couple of weeks, the My Free Taxes one. There's been some great stuff that has come from this partnership as well, Ben.
Yeah, I'm really glad we were talking about that, because it is the exact time of year where we want to be getting the word out, because there's so many people that probably don't even know that they can file their taxes for free by using My Free Taxes. So we're coming up on tax time. So if you know that's something that you're curious about, please reach out to 211. So just got to dial 211 on your phone, and you'll get connected to our local 211 contact center, and they can set you up with one of those appointments.
There are so many great tax specialists out there. There are people who are paid a lot of money to help you get every penny you can, and all of that. And I have nothing against anybody in those industries, and encourage you know, anybody who needs those services to certainly go to them. But there are a lot of people, I'll be honest, like me in this wheelhouse where that hits hard when you have to pay for paying somebody to do your taxes or something. I also have a father who was insane about math, and any opportunity to do my own taxes, he wanted me to do. He's been on me about this since I was 18. Jimmy, why are you paying somebody to do that? I'll do it. Or why don't you do it, or anything like that? And I never even would have thought 2 seconds about it until Terry brought up My Free Taxes. And I would say for the past 5 years, I think as long as her and I have known each other and we've been doing this show together, doing the shows together and stuff, so 5-6 years I've been doing this. And it has never done me wrong. It has been so effortless. And I didn't think about this part until last year when I was doing it. The confidence in how good it feels to do your own taxes and to know that your bases are covered. You've done this right. The IRS is not going to come knocking on your door. These kind of things. Like, it feels really good. I didn't expect that part of it. I was just doing it because you got to do it. You know, I didn't know that I'd feel good about it and that it would feel good to be able to do my own. Again, if you need to go to a tax specialist, more power to you. That's important. But if you are in the category, in that gray area where so many of us are nowadays and more are getting, where it costs a good chunk to do your taxes and you want to just get them done right, this does it. My Free Taxes is a great resource. Single care prescription drug discount programs have been vital to what the work over the past year as well, Ben.
Yeah, and that's something that I think most people could probably benefit from. That I'm always trying to get the word out about single care, because most people have prescriptions these days, and let's be honest, it's another thing that continues to get more expensive. You know, healthcare is a huge challenge these days, and coverage isn't always what it used to be. So single care is a prescription drug discount program. So I would urge anybody to you know, check out our website, and you can log in, or not even log in, you can just search and see if any of your prescriptions, you might be able to save some money using single care. Last year, residents just in our community saved almost $50,000 just by using single care. And that's, it doesn't crazy. Cost you anything to use. So by doing that, why not save some of that money, especially, you know, between that, My Free Taxes, you know, these kind of things that we're really trying to, all the work that our United Way does is focused around, and we've talked about Alice before, but mm-hmm. I'm just going to mention that here again too, is that making sure that, you know, the households in our community who are, you know, working, they're earning above the federal poverty level, but they're still not maybe quite making ends meet, or they're really just right on that bubble. It could make a huge impact. And these kind of programs is where we see a really big difference in helping families get by.
I think one thing you hit on the head great here, too, is it doesn't cost you anything to check.
Exactly.
If it can help you, it can help you. But if it can, boy, that's a good use of your time right there to save a couple bucks here and there. It all adds up. One of my favorite personal events that you guys do is the United Weekend event. And it's interesting because we've been talking behind the scenes here, talking a lot of Raptors baseball as we're building and getting ready for that this season. And they released their schedule and some of that. So we'll be talking about it more in Playmakers. But we're excited about United Weekend, as well as that being a partnership with the Raptors that goes on every year.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic partnership for sure. I saw they just posted that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are currently dialing in the date. So, mm-hmm. You know,
excellent.
Get everybody on the edge of their seat.
Yes, yes.
You know,
nicely
stay
done.
Tuned for that, for what the United We Can date will be for this year. But yeah, that's such a fantastic event. Love doing that one. Again, thinking about warmer weather is always fun, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a food drive, basically, food and basic need items. But we partner with a lot of organizations and businesses in the community, and they provide volunteers for that. They collect food and basic need items. Then their team builds sculpture out of those items. And then they compete, obviously.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We got to add a little, get people fired up there. Mm-hmm. But it's a really good time. And we've been able to generate a lot of leverage a lot of extra food for our local food programs too, which is really the core of the event there too.
And with this too, to any businesses out there, any nonprofits, 7 teams, 91 volunteers competed this year, collected over 6,347 pounds of food, helping 5 local food programs. All of that you could have your name or your brand attached to.
Exactly.
Like, this event certainly helps, most importantly, those in need for food in our area. But I mention this all the time, and I will continue to. If you are a business, if you are a nonprofit, any of the above out there, you can't buy PR like this. You got marketing specialists out there being paid thousands of dollars to tell you what I'm telling you right now for free. You cannot, there is no payment that you can pay or you can, to be a part of this that is going to be, oh, that's too much. No, you can't pay for good PR. And there are a few things that you can be attached to better and promote your business with better than the United We Can or any of the United Way events. It's really marketing 101. And so if you're been thinking about being a part of this or anything, I cannot encourage you enough to do this. Whatever you spend, you're going to get your money back because you can, again, you cannot buy PR like this. It's a win-win, and you're putting into your community, you're showing the community that you're investing in the community. That's something that I feel like this area supports. You notice the businesses that have been around a long time, they put into this community. It's not a coincidence.
One, if you're an employee and you want to maybe a day off work in June and you love going to the Raptors, you want to get away to a free Raptors game too.
Well,
convince your boss, that you should be part of this event, and then you can also feel good that you're doing something for the community as well. So
be on the lookout for that date. We'll be sure to let you know when it happens. Senior Stock Box Program is another one of these ones we wanted to make sure to highlight and make sure people know about. Ben,
yeah, it's another food program. So this one is limited though. It is offered for seniors age 65 and older who meet an income limit. But so that's a program where we're basically getting a month worth of pantry staples, basically a box full of food. It's like 25 to 30 pounds, kind of varies. But it's a big box of food that it's staples that get seniors through a month. And by having those shelf stable items that they can rely on that are just regular pantry items, they can use, if it's food share, the other money that they can buy fresh produce and meat and those kind of things that they can, they don't have to, make decisions on what to buy. Then they can get all the nutritional, food that they need then.
Yeah,
so
they've already got it. It's a great one. A lot of food, a lot of pounds of food raised for that one.
Yeah. Over 22,000 pounds of food brought
That's
in.
Incredible.
So
I wanted to make sure, as we're getting a little bit closer to the end here, we got a couple of things we wanted to make sure to mention. One of them I'm going to tie together with looking back at last year's point in time count. Do want to let the audience know for this year's point in time count, gotten an email update from you guys recently that we are still looking for volunteers for this event.
Absolutely.
I want to remind everybody about that.
Yeah, that's coming up at the end of the month. So the 22nd of the month, it is an overnight event. So I always want to, try and make sure everybody's aware of that. But any volunteers who are night owls, and you want to, looking for something to do to help the community, it happens twice a year. So we go out in January and July. We basically just canvass the community looking for anybody who might be unhoused, sleeping in their vehicle or, this is not the time of year that you want to be outdoors. Obviously July weather might be better, but you still, it's still not an ideal situation for anybody. So, that's our goal, is to go out, canvass community, find those individuals, see if we can help them, at least provide some resources. And it gives us kind of a barometer of what does homelessness look like in our community. So, last year was amazing. We had over 30 volunteers help out between those two events, and it'd be amazing if we could have even more this year.
Yeah, and the next one is going to be on January 22nd, so keep that in mind. Everybody, you can find out more and be a part of it at uwswac.org. We're speaking with Ben from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And Ben, to wrap up a little bit of our look at 2024, let's talk about Day of Caring and some of the stats of that, one of the bigger events in our community that everybody looks forward to.
Yeah, and probably fresh in everyone's minds. Just happened in October. So incredible. We had amazing turnout last year. We had 462 volunteers show up. We were able to rake 88 yards for our seniors and disabled neighbors, people that you know, they aren't able to do that kind of stuff themselves. And this is the sort of thing that you don't think about, but it really does help people stay in their homes, stay living independently longer. So huge, huge impact on the community. And yeah, hopefully we can grow that number next year. I'd love to get 100 yards.
Yeah, yeah, that's the goal. I think that's a good goal, too. And we appreciate everybody being a part of these things. And keep in mind, we have only scratched the surface of what the United Way does. We didn't even get into Volunteer Reception Center or group impact projects. There are other things that are going on with our United Way and ways that you can be a part of things also. And there's something going on even right now this week, Ben. There's a thank you celebration happening.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, make sure that people are aware that through the end of the month, you know, you can still donate and you get that to count toward our 2024 yes, campaign. Yeah. We're just still wrapping that up. But donors are welcome to attend our thank you celebration this Wednesday. So that's at Bullseye Golf Club, 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah, we appreciate Bullseye hosting this. They do a great job of that and appreciate you guys having an event like this. It's a great opportunity to share success of this community like the United Way does. These are wins for all of us that we can all take in. And it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of. And certainly when you mentioned the donating, that to me, I've said this for years, to me, this is an investment. You are making an investment and one of the greater investments you can make. There's a lot of people that are going to tell you, buy this stock, buy that stock. There ain't a better stock to buy than your community. That's the greatest stock you can buy. And you are investing in that community when you are a part of things with the United Way, no matter what these events are or all of these events. But maybe there's one that means more to you than others. Okay, that's cool. Champion that event. Put your energy into that. It is some of the greatest use of your time and one of the better investments you are going to make. Because every one of these events impact our future, impact our kids. Like there's a tie-in to every one of these that affect kids. And I got to think that of all the divisiveness out there and everything, we could all agree kids deserve the support. Kids deserve these things. And you can make that impact just by being a part of that. And if anybody else has noticed this, I've only been here doing this about 6 years, but I've noticed our area being so much more improved because of these different events that we mentioned here throughout the United Way. This is an investment that you make your money back on. And I put my name on that. This is an investment that you make and you see the results from. You feel the results from in your community. And you see it in all kinds of things, whether it is your tax dollars that paying less or it is events going on in the community. I cannot think of many better uses of your dollar and a better investment to make than with our United Way. And as Ben mentioned, you got until the end of January to be a part of the 2024 campaign?
Yep, you nailed it. Yep.
Excellent.
And you said earlier, one of the things I completely agree with is how many amazing nonprofits and charity and other programs and mm-hmm. things that exist in this community. And it can be really hard to decide. But one thing that I stand by that when you donate to United Way, that those dollars are going to not just one program. They're going to 30 different programs, plus all the initiatives and events and things that we already covered today. But yeah, there's 30 programs that we partner with that we help support. And that, you know, that goes, you know, so much further than just the face value of a dollar, right?
Yeah, you really get the term bang for your buck. You truly do with this. And it all stays in the community, too. And you can be specific about whether you want that in Wood or Adams County. You have a lot of a variety, a lot of ways to impact your community with the United Way. Ben, if people have follow-up questions, want to reach you personally, how can they do that?
Yeah, please stop by, visit our United Way office at 351 Oak Street. Just shoot me an email at ben@uwswac.org. Or you can visit our website. You mentioned uwswac.org. And you can always pick up the phone and reach me at 715-421-0390.
Encourage you to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing over there. Ben, say hi to the team over there for us. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for joining us. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP supermajority are over.
After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Americans won't have to worry about unpaid medical bills damaging their credit reports and scores for much longer. The Biden administration is finalizing a rule today that will end the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and ban lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people. The Bureau's director said people who get sick shouldn't have their financial future appended. The measure, which was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it is published in the Federal Register. Those with medical debt on their credit reports could receive a 20-point boost in their credit score. This is also expected to lead to the approval of about 22,000 additional mortgages every year. And advocates are hoping that the new legislature addresses gun safety in Wisconsin, especially after the Abundant Life shooting. While Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has called for a holistic approach, gun violence prevention advocates say prevention starts with stronger gun laws. Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says the state could require universal background checks for gun purchases or raise the age for gun possession.
We know that some of these shooters are young people themselves. And there are plenty of policies, for example, to keep guns out of the hands of youth. These are laws that some states have passed and some haven't. So we need action from our lawmakers to prevent and protect our kids.
Many states have red flag laws where families, victims, or authorities can go to court for what's essentially like an emergency restraining order, where a judge can order someone to temporarily give up their firearms. A red flag law was invoked in California after authorities found a man who said he had been communicating with the Abundant Life shooter and planning tandem attacks. Wisconsin also doesn't have any laws that require guns to be stored in a certain way. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono was the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A quiet but cold night tonight under partly cloudy skies, lows around 4 above. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and some sun, a few flurries possible in the afternoon with highs near 17, and then a bit warmer on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, a high near 24. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Southwood County YMCA has two locations to serve the surrounding communities, Wisconsin Rapids and Adams Friendship. Members can enjoy a full-size gym featuring three cross courts, five pickleball courts, a volleyball court, a six-lane lap pool, rock climbing facilities, basketball hoops, and so much more. The YMCA also offers a variety of educational family classes promoting health and wellness for everyone. To learn more, visit swcymca.org and listen to their segment on WFHR's Midday Magazine on the first Tuesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. A special thanks to Tri-City Services, which has been serving Wisconsin Rapids residents' refrigeration, heating, and air conditioning needs for nearly 80 years. They handle oil or gas furnaces, water heaters, and air conditioning systems. And be sure to ask about their indoor air quality package, which includes duct cleaning, a humidifier, and a UV light fixture that helps neutralize pollen, dust, and other pollutants. If you're in need of a professional quality HVAC contractor, call Tri-City, 715-423-5840, or visit calltricity.com. And don't forget to tune in for Southwood County YMCA on WFHR's Midday Magazine.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauth. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we are going to be talking now with our good friend, Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director with the Southwood County YMCA and Adams YMCA Aspires Health Center. We want to send a gigantic shout-out to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. A big thank you to them. Buy local, support those that support this community, everybody. Aaron, it is good to see you. How you been?
Been good. Busy and good. Yeah.
Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
New
and the
Year.
Team over there. We appreciate so much the Y, not only joining us, but everything the Y puts into this community. Mm-hmm. We know it is one of our hubs in this area.
Yep.
And from as far as I can tell, because I pass it every day, multiple times a day, just seems like it's only getting busier over there.
In all the best ways.
Really does.
Yeah.
Let's dive right in, Aaron, because there's a lot going on over there. And I want to start, if you don't mind, with the Pay the Day promotion that runs through Friday this week.
Great. Yeah, that's a great place to start. So if you join today, the 7th, then you're going to pay $7 for the month of January, which is a huge deal. There's no joiner's fee. Typically, a joiner's fee is $60. So you're going to avoid that. And it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've been a member. So I know in the past when we did these promotions, we always had it. You had to be a member over 6 months ago. So it had to be a rather significant gap in time. And this year we did it differently. You know, if you, let's say you were a member even up through November and then you terminated for December and you want to come back, we are going to let you be part of this promotion because we know it's a huge deal. You know, it helps people out quite a bit. And January is usually the time of year where we start to think about how things went the previous year and what changes do we want to make. And rather than making finance, a hurdle to jump through, we're going to let this promotion be for absolutely anybody.
You might know this better than me, Aaron, but I know coming from a bit of an athlete background and an athletic family, mm-hmm. There are plenty of times where I've heard people, of friends of my dad's or anything like that, that want to make an investment in their health and in their losing weight or what have you. But oftentimes it could be a membership at this that they can't afford or mm-hmm. something like that. I appreciate so much that, especially here in January, you're hitting this at the perfect time. You're right, that you're working with people, and you don't want anybody who has any of these resolutions or just in general just wants to put it into their invest in their body and invest in that they don't want that to be a holding them back.
Exactly.
We don't want that to be a reason to keep you from doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. Anything that we can do to reduce barriers. That's really what our goal is. Yeah.
Reach out to the Y about that before Friday. But certainly if you forget, if you're not able to or something like that, I one of the biggest things I champion about what you guys do at the Y is working with the community as much as you do. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
We want more and more people at the Y. We want to keep the lights lights on. It's important. Want to keep Aaron getting paid. That's important.
Hey, thank you.
But yeah, so we appreciate that. But it's not just that. That's not the bottom line.
Exactly.
And that stands out about our why a lot, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We also have the FA check for easier scholarships program.
Oh, my gosh. I am super excited about this. So yeah, we invested in this new program. So membership staff at the desk, all they have to do is input your name, your address. If you have a phone number, we put in a phone number. If you have an email, we put in an email. And it's got this, it's way above my pay grade. There's some algorithm that it looks into. And then it shows up where you would land on our scholarship scale.
Hmm.
So you don't have to bring in any financial information. You don't have to say anything that could be perceived as embarrassing or anything like that at our front desk. And it's so quick, within seconds. And then let's say it comes back at maybe 20% off, whatever. And then you're still in that position where, okay, this still doesn't help me out enough. And then that's where we have that conversation away from everybody else. And we talk about, okay, financially, what's going to work better for you and for your family. So there are some majority of the cases, people are coming in and it lands perfectly on the scale for that person or that family, which is great. But we have had a few where we've had to have a separate conversation and figure out, because we all know, you know, we have some unique situations, some situations that this program isn't going to catch or see. So, so we still have that option where you can sit down and talk with us and we can figure out what's going to work best for you.
We've had similar discussions with this with a lot of my students and in teaching acting and writing and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a little similar, not the same thing, but a little similar, where it's something that maybe not life or death, but something that can certainly benefit your life if you're able to make the investment.
Yes.
And and benefit not just your career, but your mental, your physical health, all those things. Now, the why certainly does that.
Mm-hmm.
But not just coming from that background, but just I've been honest about this before with the audience. I come from the poor background, and I know what it's like to be afraid to ask questions that involve finances, to the fear of others hearing and you know, being embarrassed that you know you need help or any of these things. One thing I will mention is a lot more people than you realize are in this category. Than you might think. Way too many people, to be honest, are in this category. But also, one of the things that the Y and so many nonprofits are doing in this area is trying to take away that stigma to this so much. I cannot encourage you enough to not let that hold you back. That you deserve just as much as anybody else out there. The benefits of the Y and some of these other things. Reach out, find out. There is no side effect, you know, to this. There is no negative to this one.
None. Yeah. And this is where, you know, as a why, we do our best to try to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, we still get members that are people that come in and inquiring about membership. And then, you know, we share about our scholarship program. And so many times they say, well, I had no idea you offered this. And, you know, and it's a struggle for us, because this is not something that we want to keep a secret any means. This is why we do fundraising. Specifically for this program. It's not for my salary. It's not for new equipment. It's all for this membership program, so that we turn no one away.
And what a unique, cool thing to be able to offer, too, where you might have fears. Oh, I don't want anybody to overhear this, or I don't want to share this with somebody. This algorithm, this program is so cool. Really takes so much of that out of there. And where it's just, you're up there just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I really find that unique. I look more into that program. Just in itself is very cool. But I encourage you to find out more with our why, and we'll give you how you can do that before we wrap up today with Aaron. Do want to get into the Smart Start weight loss as well. Talk about timely things. This is a perfect time for this one, Aaron.
Yes. Yeah. So Smart Start weight loss, the date is a little bit different. So it's going to be a February start date. And I think we went through and started editing those dates.
Okay.
Originally, we were going to do January, but now we moved it to February.
Sure.
But anyway, so Smart Start weight loss. So you have the opportunity to work with a personal trainer for 5 sessions. And then you have the opportunity to work with a registered dietitian. And then you're part of a mindful eating program. You're part of a lunch and learn program. So there's a good amount of nutrition support with this program. And then there's also the support aspect. So you and everyone else who signed up for this program, you have the opportunity to come together and talk about what your successes are, what you're struggling with, you know, kind of share ideas with each other about, you know, how to, you know, what are some techniques for dealing with this or, you know, dealing with cues? You know, how many times, okay, I just got to say, I love the commercial. I forget what it's for, but, oh, Matthew McConaughey is saying, yeah,
yeah,
how the commercials are trying to get you to eat food or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, they're great. They're great. Yeah.
And that's really, that's our reality. Advertising in this country, I mean, these are geniuses. They know how to put these thoughts in our heads of, oh, it is time to go to the pantry and grab that bag of chips that I want, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and that's just one example of people coming together and kind of offering some techniques on how to get around or how to avoid some of those eating cues and whatnot. So it's not necessarily all about exercise. It's about how you get the group support. It's some realistic, usable techniques and strategies to set yourself up for success and just kind of go down that healthier path.
We do on our morning show, you know, especially this time of year, every year, we do the New Year's resolutions. What are the more popular ones? How do people succeed at these? And every year, it's the same thing. The most consistent thing about the people that succeed, they have support. They have a support system of some kind or another. Sometimes it's family and friends. Sometimes it's strangers. Sometimes it's a little bit of all of the above. Mm-hmm. But overwhelmingly, the people that succeed at these things are having a support system. And I think that part is really important. And you get a lot of that with this program, with the Smart Start Weight Loss. It's really almost just built into it where you have that support system. And encourage people to reach out to it about that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this it comes with a free consultation. So if you have questions about the program, get a hold of Jacob, our Healthy Living Director, because he will sit down with you one-on-one, talk with you about the program, what, you know, all the details, and then kind of do a consultation as far as your fitness level, where you're at, and nutrition and all that good stuff.
We're speaking with Aaron Hess from the South Oak County YMCA. And Aaron, we have the father-son game night coming up and father-daughter dance. I want to touch on those.
Yeah, absolutely. So
no reason whatsoever I want to touch on those. No bias at all, journalistically at all.
Yeah, I love it. So father-son, this was started last year, and it was so much fun watching these dads try to beat their boys with dodgeballs. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is the one time that dads can get a little aggressive and it's okay.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And so this year, so Jacob, our Healthy Living Director, and Baxter, our Camp and Sports Director, they're heading up this year's activities. And, you know, starts with, you know, some pizza and some games in the conference room, and then moving into the gym, everything from floor hockey to maybe some flag football, dodgeball. I mean, they've got a whole list of activities that dads get to do with their sons, and get everyone active in the gym. So when you guys leave, you're both exhausted when you get home.
You know, I know that there are a good number of opportunities out there for fathers and sons to be together, to grow, to bond and all of that. But so many of them have to do with whether it's after school activities like sports or it is involves hunting or fishing or something along those lines. And nothing against any of those. Those are all great and wonderful things. But it's nice to have that kind of different thing there. Maybe not something that you've always done, or maybe something that is going to bring out different parts of your personality or different parts of conversation that you learn about each other about. There's one of the coolest things in the world, I think, is learning more about your kids. And only grows the older they get. So these kind of events, you do this and you might find out, oh, my son likes that music? I didn't even know they did.
Or
vice versa, where your kid finds out, hey, dad is kind of cool. You know, there's that part of it too. There are, again, no negatives to something like this. Only positives can come from something like this.
Yeah. I mean, I even think back when I was a kid, I remember playing, you know, just playing catch with in the backyard with my dad with the football and realizing, oh, my gosh, he can really throw a football really well. Or watching my dad play softball, things like that. You know, it just as a kid, it's just it's fun to see that fun side of the parent.
I would say that a good 50 to 60% of the stuff I learned about my dad was in that same situation, was playing catch and something like that. And I grew up seeing him do athletics my whole life and was still like late in my life surprised by, like, oh, I didn't even know he had that in him. I, you know, it's such a fun event to be able to do that. And the same type of thing with the fathers and daughters.
Yeah.
And the father-daughter dance.
Yep. So this is always, I mean, I think we, I forget how many years we've been doing this, but this is always this is a fun event. Fathers are coming in with their daughters. Daughters get treated super special because they are, of course. And this is our collaboration with the Boys and Girls Club. So the Boys and Girls Club staff come alongside the staff, and really we're using both facilities. So we start off on the club side and we work our way over to the YMCA side. So you've got everything from food. So Deanna, the cook, she puts together an incredible spread of food. So you do not have to eat beforehand by any means.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then once you've had your fill, then you're going to move over to the Y side, do a craft if you want to do a craft. Otherwise, there's activities in the gym. Mm-hmm. So every year we have to do the hula hoop contest.
Nice.
So we see which daughter wins and we see which dad wins. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great time. Yeah.
These are also the kind of things that when you look back on your life, you're going to be remembering, you're going to be thinking about making these memories, these moments together. And while all these are great for the parents, and I'm certainly, you know, skewing a little bit that direction, being a dad and everything. Mm-hmm. I will say that this is so good for these kids. Not only all the things Aaron and I have just said and that, but there's so many other factors we're not even thinking of that could spark something or create something in a kid. And certainly the idea of if they become parents when they're older, the example you set, that is going to be instilled in them. Mm-hmm. And it's more likely they end up being a type of parent like that that does these things with their kids when they see you doing them.
Yeah.
And you take the time. I know how busy life is. I know how crazy it can be. Mm-hmm. And the idea of fitting anything into your schedule sometimes seems insane. But I think I can get you to do it when you think about things in a big picture.
Absolutely.
And you think about that impact and the kind of things you want to be remembering as you get older in life and these memories you want to create with your kids. Mm-hmm. And the idea of them creating them for their kids if they see you doing it. They're more likely to. The stats speak for themselves. And I think we can 100%. Speak for ourselves as individuals when we think about this with our parents and how they impacted us.
Absolutely. 100%.
The Irish dancing coming up, Aaron. Oh, I love this. I love this one.
We've never done this before.
Yeah, I was going to say, this seems cool. I was excited to hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is for our youth. You know, unfortunately, we do have a few adults that have reached out to see if they could participate. But this instructor specifically focuses on youth. And this is completely different than anything we've ever offered. And I don't know that it's offered in the area anywhere else. But so this is kind of a one-time opportunity for your 3 to 5 year olds or your 6 to 10 year olds to really sign up and learn some fun Irish dances that are very obvious and all traditional Irish. So
that part of it is very unique. And I think that this, again, has many layers to it. Now, if there are any Irish individuals out there, you got to take this in. You have to take this in. Yeah. This is your kind of event. This is lined up for you. But I'll say, even as an Italian or anything else out there, anybody listening out there, it's so much fun to learn other cultures. Yeah. It's so much fun to learn other styles and everything. I grew up around a lot of Irish families, and I know just almost as much about Irish families as I do Italians growing up in an Italian family. And I'm happy I know and learn. And it's popped up in life, you know, and just in general. Plus, it's fun to dance. It's fun to dance with your kids even more. That's a win-win right there.
And can you imagine as a parent? I mean, I would love to, if I had a 3-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
That would be adorable. You know, that's worth it right there.
Oh, my God. You just got, immediately imagine my daughters. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're so right about that. That is a great one. Be sure to check that out. Find out more about that one, everybody. And then just a couple more I wanted to talk about with Aaron before we let you go. Mm-hmm. The Lunch and Learn. This is another unique and cool thing that you guys offer over there.
Yeah. So Carrie Benda is our registered dietitian, and she offers this program. It's called Lunch and Learn. And this month, it's the January 29th, which is a Wednesday, or sorry, the 22nd, which is Wednesday, and it's at 11:15. So part of this program is, you know, you're going to sit with Carrie as she actually prepares the lunch. She talks about the nutritional benefits of the lunch, and then she talks about some cost-effective ways to get those ingredients. So it's kind of a win-win. She puts it together, she talks about the benefits, and then at the end you're going to eat that full lunch and then you enjoy some great conversation. So it's really a great program for those that want to learn maybe some unique cooking or some unique foods that maybe you haven't had before in the past, but you want to try it, but maybe you don't know if you want to invest in those ingredients.
Right,
like
right.
The one coming up is called Thai peanut bowl. That sounds really interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe for some you haven't had that, and you know, do I want to invest in that? Well, I'm gonna you know, take part of this program at the Y, and if I really like it, I'm gonna walk away with a recipe. I'm gonna walk away knowing that I enjoyed it or didn't.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah,
that's a really cool idea. Especially in this day and age, when we all know that things can cost more. And even if you it isn't a cost thing, just the idea of sharing this with other people, you might get tips or info that you wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, it's better to make this way, or it's better to add this or something. You know, cooking is so subjective and so fun and creative.
Yeah.
This could be this is going to be a fun one.
Yep.
And speaking of that, a very similar thing with mindful eating that is coming up.
Right. Mindful eating is very similar with the Launch and Learn. And with mindful eating, so this is where Carrie, our registered dietitian, dives into the why behind why we eat. So, of course, she's going through a great recipe, very healthy, talks about the nutrition benefits. Like this month on the 16th, it's the vegan burrito bowl. For some of you who have thought about, you know, what is it like mm-hmm. to be vegan? What do those recipes look like? This mm-hmm. is a great opportunity. And then she dives into, you know, what's some of the thought processes behind why you choose certain foods? Where should we be at mentally when we sit down to have a meal?
Yeah.
So trying to, you know, connect the brain to the fork, so to speak.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't know if you're like me, but I don't know how many times where I'm inhaling my food because I know I have 10 minutes and then I have a meeting and then
story
I'm going to suffer
life.
For the next 2 hours.
And yes, yes, 100%.
Yeah, it's so hard to get out of. It's hard to get out of that. But, you know, Carrie offers some good tips on how we can, you know, some realistic ways that mm-hmm. we can be more intentional with what we're eating, how we're eating, how we're setting ourselves up and all that good stuff.
And again, like so many other things we've talked about, an open conversation, an opportunity to ask questions with a real person and talk some things mm-hmm. out and just really find out, get a game plan together here, make, you know, something that you can really feel good about going forward. For every person that might be trying to lose weight or gain weight, there are plenty of people out there that are just trying to eat better.
Absolutely.
And just want a better relationship with their diet and everything. Mm-hmm. She's so good at this stuff and really a wonderful resource over there at the Y.
Absolutely. Yep.
And there's a lot more than that. There's a lot of great resources. Gang, we haven't even scratched the surface of everything that's available at the Y. We don't have that kind of time. We just don't. Well, we got to bring you back. That's what we got to do. And we want you to, all of these events coming up, want you to keep them in mind. And I'll reach out to our Y if you have questions or anything like that. Erin, if they would like to, how can they do that?
Yeah. So by all means, give us a call. Our direct line is 715-818-9622. And if you have questions about anything healthy living related, you're going to connect with Jacob and we'll get you connected with him. You're always welcome to reach out to myself. My direct line is 715-818-6017. And of course, all of our programs are on our website, which is swcymca.org. So got a few resources there, and we love updating Facebook.
Yes.
Find us on Facebook. That's always a fun one.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. And one more time, a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. Give them a call, 715-423-5840, 423-5830, or 40. Or you can, of course, reach them at their website, tricityrefrigeration.com, tricityrefrigeration.com. Buy local support those that support this community, like our friends at Tri-City and like our friends at the Southland County YMCA. Find out more again, as Erin told you, at their website, swcymca.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. Erin, we'll talk again real soon. Happy
Absolutely.
New Year to you and your team.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up for you at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project return to the show after a vacation break. We'll catch up with them. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter is now in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where family and dignitaries are attending a memorial ceremony. Senate Chaplain Barry Black.
We thank you for the inspiration of a consequential and laudable life as we celebrate the legacy of James Earl Carter, Jr., the 39th President of the United States.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune also addressed the gathering.
I rejoice in the thought that he, together with his beloved wife, Rosalynn, is now before the face of his father.
After the service, Carter will lie in state there in the Capitol Rotunda as members of Congress pay their respects. Later, the public will be allowed in. Carter's funeral will be held Thursday at the National Cathedral. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A case of